But I'll say it, you know, he's great. I just don't think he is a good example for the children of Los Angeles. What kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything. He acts so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him. I hoped he could live and be well. I didn't criticize him. I just don't think he is a good example for the children of Los Angeles, that he would go and do what he did and then get AIDS. I mean, come on.
I mean, come on. Wow. Welcome into the zone.
Is this real life?
I mean, dude, I'm telling you, it is like pouring gasoline on a fire. We welcome you in, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Manatee in the zone today. Donald Sterling, it has finally been aired now, the interview with Anderson Cooper, and
that's all you need to hear?
Man, all I know is this. I'm really disappointed. And all those husbands out there like me that found out that Magic Johnson went to every city in America and made love to every woman. What a disappointment for all those husbands out there that found out this morning.
Christy, you got some splaining to do.
Anderson had to point out to him that Magic does not have AIDS. He has the HIV virus. And he didn't know the difference, which I still don't think he gets it. Not to mention the fact, what's the old saying? Why you gonna bring up old stuff? It was over 25 years ago, or it was 25 years ago, right at 25 years ago? It was 91, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 23 years ago. Sorry, wow. I don't mean to be... Anyway, now I sound like Donald Sterling. I'm all confused. But but 23 years ago, I've not heard anybody mention Magic's HIV status in public in 20 years. And it's like, he says, I don't think all the fans hate me. I don't think all the players hate me. But what about Magic Johnson? Nobody likes him. What's he ever done? Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're not. You've done so much more good for the community, and you're such a great example versus Magic Johnson. I mean, that's how out of touch this dude is.
All right, I got two questions for you. Two questions.
If Magic went out and killed 12 innocent people today, he still would be further along.
He'd get off.
As far as society goes than Donald Sterling.
Think about it. Okay, number one, if he never mentioned Magic Johnson's name in the original recordings,
right,
would you think it'd be as big of a story?
Today?
Yeah, like if he never spoke,
the only thing that would have helped him is Magic probably would not have been brought up in this interview.
Okay, because it seems like once you throw in like Magic and somehow we can all sort of kind of relate to Magic, we know him, how could you be so rude to Magic? It kind of brings it a face, you know, you got a face to it.
Pat, he clearly has no advisors worth anything whatsoever, which is amazing for a billionaire to get that far in life and not have any advisors worth their salt. PR 101. If you do something horrifically stupid, you don't go on TV or radio or in the newspaper and say, this guy's a bad guy.
Blame it on Magic.
Yeah, I mean, you don't say that guy's a bad
thing,
guy.
Maybe.
No, you fall on your Magic sword. And he did a little bit of that, and then all of a sudden he starts blowing and going on how bad Magic is. I'm like, are you the dumbest person, the most out-of-touch human being ever to walk the earth? How did you get to where you are?
That's the new move, blame it on Magic. Is Magic would have done something worse. Here's my other question for you. Mm. Is it lost on everyone else but me that all of this diatribe, add that to the list, Kevin Little Rock, is directed towards a player who has stolen the limelight from his L.A. Clippers since 1981, since he's owned them? Like, the number one rival in the Clippers, Donald Sterling's whole view of this, has got to be Magic. Right?
Yeah.
It was like, you're the second-class citizen to the Lakers for as long as you've owned this team.
Right.
Of course you're going to take shots at this guy. Does he really hate him, or does he just really take shots at him because he's a huge rival?
He says, the only guy I talked to, I'm thinking, man, you are really stupid. I mean, you're really way too stupid to even be alive at this point. I honestly don't know how this guy remembers
crazy
to breathe.
Crazy like a fox.
No. Stupid.
I'm telling you.
Stupid. Doesn't know how. I don't know how he remembers to breathe or eat. I really don't, Pat. This is how dumb he is. He says, the only person I spoke to in the days after the rant that got out
was Magic Johnson. And Magic advised me to keep my mouth shut because he wanted this swell of support to grow against me so he could then buy the Clippers. This is his take. And even if that is true, that he's the only, that's the only guy that he spoke to, how stupid are you? You don't get, you don't let the word get out that you're bashing someone, I mean, in private, which God knows what else you said about him.
He clearly doesn't like
the
guy.
And then that's the only guy that you talk
to?
Are you kidding me?
The only guy. Crazy like a fox.
Am I in, like, the Twilight Zone here?
We will see him wearing a suit jacket and underpants, and he's going to be walking around L.A. This is his
Stop
strategy.
It.
He is going to claim that, yes, in fact, I had a moment of dementia.
Said he didn't know he was being
now
recorded.
I'm back.
Didn't know he was being recorded. Now he can use that excuse. Hey, I didn't know this interview with Anderson was on tape. I could barely get my eyes open. I didn't see the cameras in the background.
How much you want to bet the next TMZ photo will be him in his underwears walking in the Walmarts?
I hope you're right.
With, like, the Lakers T-shirt on or something like that. I'm telling this
if
guy.
I was teaching
is a Looney Tune.
If I was teaching a Bizarro World PR class today at any of the local universities, this would be the Bizarro lesson I teach. This is literally exactly what not to do if you are in a huge caught up in a huge mistake.
Don't open your eyes during an interview.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you have no choice but to not open those eyes.
No, it is don't. Take responsibility, blame other people, bash beloved figures.
I've heard of bags under the eyes. I've never seen luggage under the eyes.
The poor guy. He can barely see.
All right, here's...
No, wait, there's more. I got to play these clips. There's more clips.
Okay, all right.
Just when you think Magic has AIDS, he slept with every woman in America.
Very disappointing. Before you play that, this goes back to what we said when we originally heard this recording. He looks down on everybody. Justin, the answers he's given us, it's because he does not respect even me and you because he thinks we're going to believe this crap.
Right.
He has no respect for us.
Part of me thinks he's crazy like a fox, like you said. Part of me just thinks he's really lost it.
He looks down on everybody and gives us junk answers like we're going to believe it.
No way he has more than two synapses firing. It kills me. There's no way. Anyway, okay, so here's some more. From the Donald Sterling gasoline pour yesterday.
I'd like to know exactly what does he do? He works with the Dodgers. That's one problem I have. Jews, when they get successful, they will help their people. And some of the African Americans, maybe I'll get in trouble again. They don't want to help anybody.
I'm telling you, Justin.
The Jews, apparently every single Jew that's ever made a dollar has helped somebody. And I'm not to argue that maybe that hasn't happened in most cases. But then he's saying at the same time that every single black person that ever made any money never helped anybody else.
I don't want to go too deep.
These blanket statements make him seem so out of touch and so ignorant. It's
true.
So funny to me.
You're right, and I don't want to get too deep, but there is some sort of a strange culture with, and you see how there are some guys where you have a Jim Brown that will go to bat for the black community, and then you have a guy who gets criticized like a Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods. So he's kind of going down a road that is probably, you know, he shouldn't be the guy that bring this up, but there are some other people who criticize guys like that, and Magic certainly seems like he's done a lot.
Again, what does he do? He works with the. He's an owner. I mean, if that's what you mean, he's part of an ownership group for the Dodgers. I mean, if that's.
You have more of a plantation mentality than I do. You know what? And I think you're more of a racist than I am.
Whoa!
I'm not a racist, and I've never been a racist. I'll never be a racist.
He said that to AC360?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing would have been sillier is if he said, and you're straighter than I am, too.
The Silver Fox with the Crazy Fox.
Yes.
My God.
Well, look, I mean, if you want ratings, that's a layup. I mean, I just didn't realize how much crazier the guy could get. I seriously sat around, and I swear to you, this is true. Matty T, I promise you this is the case. I sat here this morning getting ready for today's show. I was all excited to talk about LeBron James' 49.
Mm.
I was all excited about talking about some Major League Baseball information that I was able to gather yesterday. I was ready to ignore that Donald Sterling said. I said, look.
What about Game 7, Montreal, Boston, NHL?
I wasn't going to, but we need to. By the way, I saw Sharon Preece. She didn't want to talk hockey this week.
But anyway, so I was all ready to ignore it. And I thought, well, okay, I mean, what else is going to be said? That, you know, we played a couple of clips yesterday. I mean, what? Oh, my God!
Yeah.
What?
Drop
what did
the
you
hammer.
Say?
Drop the hammer.
I'm like, I have no choice now. I have to talk about it. Now I have no choice. Thanks a lot, Donald Sterling. You said things that are so inflammatory and so bat blank crazy. I have to talk about it now. Thanks a lot for wasting my time.
Do you think there may be some senility?
I think there are clearly, no. and Shelley Sterling suggests that maybe there's some dementia.
I'm telling you guys are going, this
You're
guy,
giving him way too much credit. This You can't fake this crazy, Pat.
How do you get that far in life being that crazy?
But
he made it before he got too crazy.
Matty T, this guy has become a billionaire by stepping on people and not caring about people.
True.
He continues to dismiss and disrespect everybody, even the Silver Fox AC-360 himself.
Magic? What is he? So the popcorn at the Dodgers games? Or what is he doing over there?
It's an example. You know what that shows? This is a great example for me, you, Justin Akre, and Matty T. Because just be, you know, we all want to chase the almighty dollar, right? We all want to chase the almighty grain, sir.
Speak for yourself.
But guess what? You can look at Donald Sterling. He is the poorest man, in my opinion, in America right now. So that shows you just how...
Poor of spirit.
Poor of spirit, sir. Poor of spirit.
That's incredibly deep,
Pat. I don't know poor of spirit.
Thank you, Matty T.
Rich beyond belief.
What'd you put in my coffee today?
I will say one more thing before we take a couple of calls and move on to some
things. So guess what, boys? We're going to die rich. Me, you, and Matty T all together in one casket.
That's cool. Well, the meek shall inherit the earth. I got no chance. So here's the other thing. I told you this yesterday. I saw Shelley Sterling interviewed. And
you saw her?
I saw the interview. Thankfully, to all the listeners out there, I'm not going to play her interview. We've had enough Sterling talk for today. The only thing that came out that reiterated what I told you yesterday, and I will say it again today, she doesn't own only by marriage, and there's not an ownership group. The Sterling family is 100% ownership of the Clippers, and she is quoted, they were quoted in the story as saying she has 50% of the Clippers. Clearly, when
they own 100% of it.
Yes, and she owns half of it. So clearly when they wrote up the agreement and when they bought the team, I don't know how that came to pass. Maybe she said, look, if you want to hook up with your hoochies on the side, that's cool, but I want 50% of the team. Bottom line is she's a 50% owner. It makes the argument not nearly as clear cut of I'm going to pull it away. Now, you have pointed out repeatedly, too, there are several situations where she has also had aspersions cast upon her because of her dealings with minorities. So she is not clean in this deal either. I do think at the end of the day, it's going to be easy for the NBA to come in and go, we can't do business with you anymore. Your name has been so sullied, and your organization is suffering so greatly, and the league by proxy, basically, is also suffering because of what you have done.
Sure.
We have to go our separate ways.
They have to do. Adam Silver has to, in fact, he banned Donald Sterling. He probably has to go out and say, I ban all the Sterlings.
He said, I ban Donald Sterling for life. I really don't like Shelley Sterling very much either.
She's living in a bizarro world. I'll just ban her. Can you believe he bought the Clippers for $12.5 million, and it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars today?
Most people I've seen
maybe a billion.
Most people say 500.
It's the 13th. When he sells this, and if he does sell this, here's the other.
When he sells it.
When he sells this, here's the whole part of the story that's probably going to get real ugly. What if he sets the price at $1.5 billion? What if he sets the price? Can he not now sell it for whatever he wants?
I don't know how that works. That's a great question. That would be a good legal question. That's a good financial
question. That is going to keep this in the courts, even if they make them sell.
Anybody who works in high-priced acquisitions.
NBA teams.
Well, but I mean, any kind of high-priced acquisition, especially if you run afoul. Like, I could see, if you're a bank owner, right? Say you own a bank.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Or bank president. Okay. And or you've got some major shares of the bank, whatever. If you run afoul of the FCC.
And you're forced to sell.
Yeah,
let's just say you maybe your stockholders or somebody wants you out.
Did I just quote the right the SEC? I'm sorry, the Securities
Southeast Conference Commission. Mike's live.
No, whatever the governing body is for banking.
SEC.
Yes.
I'll go with that.
Not the FCC. That's us.
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yes.
Put that in the list, Kevin Little Rock.
If you do things illegally in your business in your industry and you are not allowed to further function in that industry, I got to assume they can force you to sell your shares and your association. Maybe that's a bad analogy, but it can't be unprecedented. This had to have happened before.
Okay.
Fair market value. Fair market value for the team can be set by an arbitrator, I assume, Pat.
I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, if he throws down the gauntlet and says, I want to sell it for $7 million or $7 billion.
$7 billion. Okay, fine, I'll sell $7 billion.
Yeah.
In pennies.
Yeah, exactly.
In pennies, and I want Magic to count out every single penny.
My guess is the NBA could force an arbitrator and get a fair market value price and then get it sold to Magic. Magic Johnson, what has he ever done? In addition to selling popcorn at the Dodgers games, he's now what? He's in charge of cleaning the floors at the Clippers games now that he's got a piece of the action? What has he ever done besides sleep with every woman in every city in America?
We got to cut out those clips. Those are priceless. Those clips will live on.
FDIC, says Ethan. Maybe so. I think that's actually an insurance organization.
Well, even still, who cares if it's the XYZs, okay? The point is.
I know I couldn't be more ignorant about banking. I know that for a fact. Thank you, bankers. I appreciate all you do. Keep my money safe.
And we have Rennie Rutledge calling.
Thank you. Anybody from our relationship with banks? Johnny?
FSB.
John Rutledge, where you at?
And bring the Till Grill as well.
That'd be
kind of hungry.
I'd kill for a hot dog. Sterling.
We know more about the Till Grill than we do about the
There is no doubt. They always have Sun Chips, too. That's why I love it.
Not Donald Sterling on line one.
No. The Sterling. The original Sterling, who's not racist.
Center Rich Sterling.
Thank you.
Guys, you know, y'all probably are used to this because y'all got pretty common names, but Harry Sterling all the time. I mean, like when you said, I just caught him on the tail end. Y'all said, ban all Sterling. I mean, what now? So it takes a split second to get to, especially when you're coming in on the tail end to remember what's going on.
I guess it was a shock to you.
But what he says about Magic, that part of it is a bad example.
What?
For kids. That one, you know, you can't be going around messing with a lot of women. That
Bro,
is a bad example.
It happened 23 years ago,
right,
he came out. I mean, come on.
Right. I mean, I agree with you totally. Gee, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying that wasn't a false statement at that point. It wasn't.
No, but that's. I mean, that you can't do that. You can't bring that up now. That's way out of bounds. You can't do that. I wouldn't even bring up OJ killing two people now. It's been a while.
You're right.
He's still in jail.
Yes, for tax evasion. They got him Al Capone style, or whatever it was. Stealing his own memorabilia back.
Stealing his own memorabilia.
Anyway, hey, that's mine. You can't have it. Okay. I'm going to jail.
My question to y'all is something probably you can't answer. I mean, it's just an opinion. But
that doesn't mean we'll take a crack.
Normally when you're the SEC defensive
leading
player
three-point
of the year,
shooter, yeah. Yes, go ahead.
And you get drafted in the seventh round, wouldn't you be more upset than happy? You're the SEC defensive player of the year.
Oh, yeah.
What happened now?
The thing is, Sterling, he, ever since draft talk began, I've been hearing about how he's not, you know, he doesn't match a measure up speed, strength, any kind of skills. So
look, I mean,
he should feel fortunate.
I have no idea how the guy did what he did, to be honest with you. His success was, I mean, and let's be honest, his sack totals, and it was fair criticism, were largely made up. He had two huge games against, I think, one decent opponent and one not good opponent. And I don't mean to knock the guy, but I mean, if we're going to talk about it, his performance at the combine and everybody's performance at the combine matters way more than it should to GMs. Honestly, with the 40 time, the bench press, everything else that they do measurable wise, he's lucky he got drafted. Period.
I mean, I'm just saying, like Tom Brady when he got drafted.
Yep.
Tom Brady, I'm going to show you guys what y'all missed out on.
Right.
He was upset. He did not, you know,
who's not smashing cake?
Well, and Tom Brady's another guy. He clearly showed he could be an effective quarterback. But he also didn't have the measurables. Wasn't fast, wasn't strong, wasn't big, wasn't anything else.
It is sort of.
He went in the sixth round, right?
It does kind of raise.
Yeah, he went in the sixth round. Tom Brady went in the sixth round.
But you talk about the best defensive league in the country, hands down. Talk about the co-defensive player of the year in the best league in the country.
The whole deal of defense, especially his position, is based on athleticism, and he's clearly not very athletic for a guy that plays his position.
He put up big numbers.
Yeah,
that happens.
The seventh-round draft choice is absolutely appropriate, and that's being generous probably by what he did at the measurables at the combine.
I would like to go back and see any defensive player of the year coming out of the SEC in the last decade.
Give me the list.
Pull
the list up. I would be curious.
I thought he put on a show for the cameras, but I thought.
Oh, you thought? Oh, there's no question he put it on a show for the cameras. Did you see his buddies on the left? They were one of them grabbed the other guy to
keep him out of the camera shot?
Didn't see
you
any
didn't
of
see
it.
That? See, I watch everything.
I saw a little bit of video from the combine, though, which is the video that actually matters, and he failed miserably.
The combine really actually doesn't matter, but
it does to GMs. It always has mattered more than it should.
Well,
and
yeah.
Wouldn't it have been better off being a free agent?
Probably so. Although, will say, you know what? You're right. In this case,
so.
You're right, because St. Louis loves him. Yeah. St. Louis, that's as local as he's going to get other than the Chiefs, and so it's a good fit for that.
Yeah, he was a case of, he may have probably three or four teams that would sign him as undrafted, but clearly St. Louis wanted him, and they got him.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sterling, one more thing. Same way that Johnny Manziel is going to put people in the stands, even if he's not playing, if for some reason Michael Sam has a great camp and makes the roster, he's going to put people in the seats. You think people aren't going to show up to those games? He's already got the second hottest jersey in the NFL behind
him.
Yes.
I don't think he'll put people in the seats because no one even knows how he plays. He doesn't play good. Manziel is at least exciting. Like you said yesterday, and you said it yesterday, if you never heard about Johnny Manziel off the field, you'd still love him on the field.
No doubt, but a lot of people who don't care anything about football, and whether you're a gay rights activist, you just like Michael Sam, you're a Missouri Tigers graduate, you think it's cool that the first gay guy got drafted in the NFL, whatever the reason is, you may throw on a Michael Sam jersey.
I think he'll sell jerseys.
And go to a Rams game.
I don't think he'll sell tickets, though.
I don't agree with you. May not be a significant number. It may only be 1,000 tickets or 2,000 tickets, but it'll be something.
I think it's just going to be one of those situations where you got a Michael Sam jersey like you got a Tebow jersey. With a New England Patriots Tebow jersey.
Another guy that can't play that got a lot of hype.
Boy, yeah, I know, right?
Sterling, what else you got, my friend?
Anything controversial you want to say, Sterling? Like your grandfather?
LeBron put on a show last night.
Was that fun?
LeBron James.
Can he do that throughout the rest of the playoffs to win an NBA championship?
He's going to have to. and somebody please call Kevin Durant and say, Chris Paul, get on your take him to the block.
I know. We said that yesterday.
Post him up, please.
Unless Chuck Daly, God rest his soul, comes back from the dead and writes a new book, and then writes a new set of defensive maneuvers called the LeBron Rules.
Oh, man.
I'm going to guess that LeBron can pretty much do that to whomever he wants to the rest of the way. It was literally, and the way I tweeted it out, I thought was appropriate, because it wasn't like a man among boys. It wasn't quite like that. But it was like watching a high school senior play against a bunch of eighth graders. I mean, it literally is like, we're kind of the same a little bit, but you're not ever, you just can't do anything. There was heavy criticism, and we'll talk about it in the second segment too, about the decision by the Nets to continually go to Joe Johnson in an ISO play on LeBron. I'll get your thoughts on that coming up too. Let Sterling get anything else, my friend?
I would just say, I don't agree with that. They should have went away from Joe with LeBron on the Net Paul, take whoever had him.
Well, I know,
my thing.
Look, there are certain times I show up at a pickup game, and I go, well, that guy's way better than me. And while I will try to get shots, I realize that I may have to be a passer this particular game until he guards someone else. If I'm Joe Johnson, you clearly are an elite offensive player. You're not going to back down. But you also realize you may not be the best option because LeBron is not only the best offensive player in the world, he's one of the elite defensive guys.
But Joe by nature, like Joe's personality isn't always, I'm going to take you every time down the road. Joe is a willing passer. That's his personality, and he's been criticized for being too much of a willing passer in his career.
He was put in a bad position last night trying to create offensively one-on-one. He looked like he did 2 years ago, uncomfortable in that ISO play situation.
Guys,
I complain about that. He's gotten better at it, a lot better, but not against LeBron.
No, I understand. Guys, you just look at you like, KG, it just happened like overnight.
Yeah, happens. Boxers, basketball players.
It's amazing. I'm watching the game and I'm like, KG, be aggressive, bro. Like you would have taken that shot. You would have attacked the basket 2 years ago in a Celtics uniform. What's different now, bro?
I'm tired, baby. Bring me my red sweater. I'm tired.
My red sweater.
All right.
Hey, did you see Jay-Z and
Beyonce?
No Solange.
I'm telling you, that's a bizarre deal.
That would happen to Jay-Z. He got caught.
Okay,
we
have to talk about it.
Why wasn't Beyonce kicking him too?
She looked like her will to.
You've been seeing it at these games.
Yeah.
You see it at the game. She's just looking one way, got her legs crossed, ain't showing no emotion.
I'm telling you.
Oh, so you're looking at her body language.
Yeah, she usually smiling, carrying on, high-fiving, celebrating. Just sit there pissed off right now.
Yeah. Something's amiss in the house of Jay. That's all I know.
Maybe Magic Johnson was in Brooklyn.
All right. See you, Sterling.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right. Anybody wants in on this? I honestly put this on Facebook, and I got a bunch of, who cares? Who cares? I'm like, screw you. Look, 95% of what we talk about is not going to shape the way the world moves forward, okay? So get over yourselves and lighten up, okay?
Yeah, we don't take ourselves too serious.
I mean, an NBA game, an NFL game, a guy being drafted in the seventh round, even a guy being picked first overall. Jay-Z and Beyonce getting along. Look, this is all a distraction. This ain't the real world. If you want a real world show, you got the wrong station, or at least the wrong time slot.
Who would you listen to, NPR?
I know, really. You need to, seriously.